Today we begin Lesson 10 in Megillas Esther. We'll be learning Perek Dalet, Chapter 4, Psukim Yud to Yud Zayin, Psukim 10 to 17. We're on page 1266 in the Simanim Tanakh, right about in the middle of the page. Now, Mordechai has sent a message to Esther via Hasach that she should go to the king and plead for the Jewish people. So let's see what Esther's response is and why she is going to refuse. Vatomer Esther laHasach. And Esther says to Hasach, and now the Pasuk emphasizes, Vatitzaveu, and she commanded him, El Mordechai, to tell the following to Mordechai. Now, why does she have to command him? Why can't she just say it to him? The answer is because she knew that her reply would not be favorable to Mordechai, and Hasach may not want to convey it. Therefore, she commands him to do it. And in the next pasuk, she's going to explain why Mordechai's request is just impossible and how she has a better idea. Pasuk Yud Aleph, she says, Call Avdei HaMelech, all the servants of the king, and not only them, the Am and the people, the nation of Medinos HaMelech, of the provinces of the king, Yodim, they all know the following. Asher which, Kol Ish Vishav, any man or woman, Asher Yavo, that will come, El HaMelech, to the king, where? El, to the Hechotzer, Hapnimi, to the inner courtyard. You're going to go into the king's inner throne, Asher, which lo yikare, without being called, they weren't asked. Achas doso, achas, there is but one doso law for such a person. There's no other law but lahamis, to kill them. So, therefore, she's saying like this, I can't go to the king without being called. Number one, if I do it and the king will want to kill me, I can't plead ignorance of the law, because she said everybody knows the law, so I can't feign ignorance of the law. Also, it says, and all the provinces know this. This is a public law. It's not just a thing that the king did himself. It's a public law, so the king wouldn't even be able to reverse it. And we see there's no exceptions to the law, because it's Kol Ish V'Isha, each man and woman. And if you go without being called, so there's no way that is, you know, it's just not possible for me to be able to do this. And more than that, even if, for example, now you get killed, Levad, except, the only exception is, Ma'asher Yoshi, to the one that he will extend, lo, to him, Hamelch, that the king will extend to him, as Sharvid HaZahav. Sharvid is a scepter. If he extends his golden scepter to them, after they come in, then for Chayan, they will live. So if I would come in, number one, I'm breaking the law. Now, even if the king should have the scepter and extend it to me, I will already be indebted to his kindness, and now I'm going to ask him a favor to save all the Jews. So that's the fourth reason. Even if he saves my life, it's not going to be an auspicious time to ask for a big favor. So therefore, that's not a good idea for me to go to the king now. But I have a better idea. Va'ani and I, lo nikreisi, I have not been called, lavo, to the king, El HaMelech, to the king. Zeh, this is coming up to Shloshim Yom, 30 days. And therefore, he's bound to call for me soon. So why do I have to rush? Let's just wait. My suggestion is, yes, I will ask him. Just wait. It'll be a little bit longer. He'll call for me. And when he calls for me, then I'll do what you want. So she refuses his idea for the four reasons that she gave. And she has a better suggestion as well. So, Yud Beis Vayagidu. And they told over LeMordechai, to Mordechai, Esther, Esther, the words of Esther. Why doesn't it say, and Hasach gave it over? So one opinion is Hasach refused to give it over. He was reluctant to do it because it was indeed a message that Mordechai would not want to hear, and he didn't want to send it. Another interpretation, the Medrash says, is that Haman was getting suspicious seeing Hasach going to Mordechai and then to Esther, and he had Hasach killed, and therefore Hasach could not deliver the message, but others did. So anyway, so now Mordechai hears the message through whichever messengers sent it to him. So Yud Gimel, Vayomer Mordechai, and Mordechai said, Lohashiv, to reply, El Esther, to Esther, and he warns Esther of the catastrophe that Esther will have if she's concerned more for her safety than helping the Jews right away. And there he, therefore he says, Al Tidami Benavshech, don't, literally it means to imagine in your soul, you know, but it means don't ever imagine, meaning to say that even if you think, you'll see in a minute, that you could save your own self, but one, your body, but you're never going to be able to save your soul. Don't think you'll be able, don't even imagine, lehimalate, to escape, Beis HaMelech, in the house of the king, in the palace, more than Mikol, than all Hayudim, than all the other Jews. In other words, if you're not going to go, and you're, and you know, the king will just do the whole decree, the Jews will get killed, don't think you're going to be saved. You're not going to be saved physically, you're not going to be saved spiritually, you're just not doing anything to help the Jewish people. And therefore he focuses more, Yudalad, Ki'im, but if, HaChareish Tacharishi, Charesh means to be silent. So it really means it's a double expression in keeping silent, meaning to say, if you persist in keeping silent, why is he ba'esazos at a time like this? Now, why is the double expression of you will be silent twice? Meaning to say, if you are silent now, then in the end, you will be silenced in Hashem's court of judgment. You won't be able to defend yourself because you had an opportunity to do good. And if you're silent now and you don't do anything now, what will happen? You know, the Jews will get saved anyway. Revach, relief. Vahatzola, and deliverance. Ya'amod, will stand up, will come. La'yehudim, to the Jews. Mimakom acher, from another place. Now, what does he really mean to say from another place? It means from Hashem. From Hashem. In other words, if you don't save the Jews, Hashem is going to save us. Now, Mordechai, we can't say Hashem's name because Hashem's name is concealed in the Megillah. But from somewhere else, and another reference of Hashem is Makom, he is the place. And for example, if you're not going to save us, Hashem could have a foreign king destroy Achashverosh, and then the Jews will be saved. But more than that, if you're going to think you're going to be staying in the palace with the king, what could happen to you? Va'at and you, Ubeis Ovich, and the house of your father, Tovedu, will perish. Don't think you're going to, you know, if you don't go to the king, you'll protect yourself and the Jews can get killed and it doesn't matter to you. So Hashem wants to save the Jews, he'll find a way. He'll get a foreign power to destroy Achashverosh before the decree and then you'll get killed with everybody else. Umiyah then, who knows? Im le'es kazos, if for a time like this, higata, you have attained lamalchus, to your royal position. In other words, it's another way, a lot of ways of interpreting this. Simple meaning is, who knows if this wasn't the reason why God made you the queen to begin with in order to help the Jewish people right now? Or, who knows, you'll be queen next year. If you don't want to help the Jews, the enemy king can go and destroy Achashverosh and you won't be the queen next year anyway. Or, it could also mean, you never know, the king might just remove you. So now you have the time, so do it now. Now the question is, why couldn't Mordechai wait at least a few days? The decree isn't for 11 months. And certainly Achashverosh will call her soon enough. So the answer is, number one, this is the month of Nisan, a very auspicious time for miracles to happen. So this is a good time to do it. And number two, all the Jews are very anxious, and the ability to do tshuva is very strong now. As they say, hit while the iron is hot. Strike while the iron is hot. So go now, ask, and the Jews are praying. It's a very good time, and the Jews are ripe for doing tshuva. So let's do it now. So Esther finally agrees, Tesfa, Vatomer Esther, and Esther says, Lahashiv, to respond al Mordechai, to Mordechai. Tezayin says, okay, but at least let's go with all the spiritual guns we have. Lech, go, kinos, assemble. Eskola Yehudim, all the Jews, Hanim Tzaim Bashushan, that are in Shushan. Okay? Meaning to say, let's first of all do the opposite of what Haman said. Haman's, one of his accusations against the Jews was the Jews were disunited with each other. So let's gather all the Jews together, number one. Now, why only the Jews in Shushan Abira? Because we can't gather the people from all around the world. That's going to take too long. We need to move quickly. So let's get all the Jews in Shushan together. And what will they do? Vitzomo, and they will fast alive for me. Valtochu, and they shall not eat. Valtishtu, and they shall not drink. Shloshes yamim, 3 days. Laila vayom, night and day. 3 straight days. Now, considering the edict went out on the 13th, it is all happening on the 13th of Nisan, she's asking the Jews to fast on the 14th, 15th, 16th of Nisan, which would include the first 2 days of Yom Tov of Pesach. Gamani, also I, Vanarosai, and my maidens, Otsum Ken, will also fast. Uvechein, and then, Avo HaMelech, I will come to the king, Asher Lo Kadas, which was unlawfully, because I'm going against the rules of the kingdom. Now, it's interesting, she's telling them to fast, but what about tshuva? What about prayer? And the answer is, well, really, the whole reason that the whole decree was made is because the Jews went to the party with Achashverosh. So the best tshuva is to fast, and obviously, that's primary, and then, of course, there'll be tshuva and prayer. She concludes, V'chasher, and if avadati, I shall perish. Avadati, I will perish. Which means, the simple meaning is, and if he kills me, he kills me. Or, just like I have I've already forfeited my soul by being in the palace with Achashverosh, it's already hurt me spiritually, V'chasher avadati, and as I have already perished, avadati, I will perish with my body, he'll kill me. Or, just like I have lost my father's house, I will lose my relationship with you. Because remember, according to the opinion that says that Esther was married to Mordechai, how could she not be forbidden to Mordechai now that she's living with Achashverosh halachically? And the answer is, until now she was forced. But now she goes on her own cognizance, on her own free will, now she will be forbidden to go to Mordechai. So she is willing to give up everything for the Jewish people. So what happens? Yud Zayin vayavor Mordechai, and Mordechai left. The word avor really means to transgress or cross over. So you could say, number one, what was he transgressing? He was transgressing, so to speak, that he agreed that they're going to fast for 3 days, including the first 2 days of Yom Tov. And in a way, it's transgressing the mitzvah of celebrating Pesach, but it's for Pikuach Nefesh to save the Jews. So he did that. Also, he crossed over from the palace to Shushan. There was a river in between the palace and Shushan, so you could say he crossed over the river. Vayas, and he did. Kechol, like all, Asher Tzivsa, which she commanded love to him, Esther, which Esther commanded, he did, and he spreads the word to all the Jews that they need to do tshuva for the next 3 days, and that's the spiritual battle plan. Let's take a look at the question number one. Why did Esther have to command Hasach to give her response to Mordechai? Because she was afraid that Hasach would not want to give over the message, since it was not a favorable message for Mordechai. Two, why does Esther refuse to do as Mordechai said? 4 reasons. Number one, she doesn't think the plan will work because, number one, she will definitely get killed. Because, number one, she can't feign ignorance to the law because everyone knows the law. Number two, it's a public law that the king can't even abolish. So it's a rule of the country, not just of the king. Number three, it applies to everybody, even men and women. And number four, even if he should extend his scepter and not kill me, it would not be a good time to ask for a favor to save the Jewish people. Three, what was Esther's alternative plan? She says, since I haven't been called for 30 days to the king, let me just wait till he'll call me. He'll be calling me any day. Four, did Hasach deliver Esther's message to Mordechai? Why? No, he didn't. Either because he didn't want to give it over, because this was a message that Mordechai would not want to hear, or indeed Haman was suspicious and killed Hasach before he could reach Mordechai. Five, who delivered Esther's message to Mordechai? Other servants. We're not told who it is. Six, according to Mordechai's response, will Esther be able to physically save herself from the decree? No. Seven, according to Mordechai's response, what else will Esther not be able to save for herself? Her soul. Eight, why was Mordechai rushing for Esther to see the king, seeing that the decree was not to happen for a long time? The answer is, number one, it's in the month of Nisan now, and the month of Nisan is a time for miracles, so let's go to Hashem, and this is a good auspicious time. And number two, the Jews are very emotionally charged, and let's get them to do tshuva now is a great time. Later, things will cool down, as it were. 9. What is the deeper meaning that relief and deliverance can come from another place? Another place means Hashem, although we could not write that in the Megillah. 10. How could the relief and deliverance come from another place? For example, another king could come and kill Ahasuerus, and therefore we don't need Esther to do that anymore, and as Hashem can save them that way. 11. Why would Esther and her family perish if relief and deliverance would come from another place? Because if a foreign king destroys Ahasuerus, he will kill the family that's in the palace, including Esther. 12. What is the meaning of "it was just for such a time" in Pasuk 14? Number 1, it means maybe this was the whole reason why you were made the queen for this time to be able to save the Jews. Number 2, who knows if at this time, a year from now, you will be the queen. Could be a foreign king will kill out the whole palace. Or number 3, how do you know in the future that you'll be the queen? Maybe the king will just not want you anymore. So therefore, for a time like this, when the time will come again a year from now, who knows if that's going to happen? 13, what is Esther's final response to Mordechai? She agrees, but what conditions does she make? 15, when will Esther see the king? In 3 days. 16, what is the benefit of gathering all the Jews to undo the Lashon Hara that Haman said that the Jews are not united? 17, why does Esther only want the Jews of Shushan to gather together? Because those are the only ones who could quickly find out about this fast and this tshuva, while all the Jews around the world will not be able to hear about it in time. 18, why does Esther focus on the Jews fasting and not doing tshuva and praying? Because the main thing, is the decree was because the Jews ate at the party they should not have eaten by. So fasting is the exact tshuva on that. Of course, they also did tshuva and they prayed. 19, what is the meaning of the double expression, "and if I perish, I perish," in Pasuk 16? Mean to say that just like I've already forfeited my soul, if I've already perished with that, then I'll forfeit my body if the king kills me. Or just like I've been lost to my father's house, I will now be lost to you, because going willingly to Ahasuerus means I can never come back to you. 20, does Mordechai agree to Esther's request? Yes. 21, what is the meaning of Vayavor in Pasuk 17? Vayavor means either he transgressed or crossed over, which means he transgressed a mitzvah of the Torah by having the Jews fast on Pesach, which was permitted, or he crossed over the river that separated the palace from the city of Shushan. 22, on which 3 calendar days would the Jews be fasting? It would be the 14th, 15th, 16th of Nisan. Please spend a few minutes going over today's lesson, and as well going over lessons 7, 8, and 9. Have a great day.